Mini episode 928 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge mini episode 928 and our preview of NFL Week 15. I'm FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with a look around the league and picks for each game. I was 11-5 last week, 3-0 on my big three, and 1-0 on my lock pick, bringing me to 105-99-4, 26-15-1, and 10-4 on the year in those categories. On Thursday night in the Peyton Manning Doesn't Live Here Anymore Bowl, the Broncos are deemed to be slightly less pathetic in the eyes of Vegas, laying 2.5 at Lucas Oil. And yet they're actually worse against the line than they are straight up. How is that even possible? Take the Colts. It's that time of year again for the NFL Network to glom a few Saturday games all to themselves. First up, it's the historical rivalry of the Bears and Lions, with Detroit laying 5 down from 6 at home. Call it a gut feeling, but this feels like one where Chicago comes in through the back door. On Sunday, we get our first full look at the 2017 post-Carson Wentz Eagles as they are laying 8.5 up from 8 on the road to the Giants. That seems like a lot under the present circumstances, even as bad as New York has been, so we're on the home team. In the Mike Zimmer Bowl, the Bengals come to the Twin Cities, getting 12 up from 10.5 from the Vikings. It's a great bounce-back situation for Minnesota, who will not be showing any mercy here. But for the loss of Deshaun Watson, this would be a very meaningful game for both teams, but now it is not. The Jags host Houston, laying 13 up from 11.5. As we saw with the letdown against Arizona a few weeks ago, Jacksonville can't yet be trusted in spots where they should win big, so the Texans are the play. There aren't many games this week without playoff implications for either team, but this is certainly one of them. The Redskins are hosting Arizona, laying 4 up from 3.5. While we were more down on D.C. than most this year, it still seems hard to see them at 5-9, so we'll take them. It's been a better-than-expected year for the Jets, but they're still 17-point underdogs up from 15 on the road at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. That's a lot, given that the Saints have been great while still not being as explosive offensively as we might have expected. New York's the play. The Dolphins come to Buffalo, where the Bills have been tough all year long, only getting a field goal down from 4 in the midst of stereotypical December weather. That makes this one a borderline why-ask-why play. But then again, Buffalo has covered about two-thirds of the games against Miami over the last quarter century, largely due to lines like this. They'll do it again Sunday. Carolina will be trying to avenge their loss in the 1997 NFC Championship game when they host Green Bay, laying 2.5 up from 2. Aaron Rodgers does make a big difference to the Packers, but not enough to turn them around on a dime to match up with the Panthers, who will win and cover. In the latest incarnation of the Art Modell Bowl, the Ratbirds come to the North Coast, laying 7.5 up from 8. The Browns should be completely in a fugue state after their latest disgrace, and Baltimore's still trying to stay in the playoff hunt, so look for them to roll. In a game that could decide the NFC West Championship, the Seahawks host the Rams, laying 2.5 up from 1.5. This feels like a season series that gets split, so we'll take Seattle to win and cover. On Sunday night, two legacy teams who had high hopes coming into the season are barely clinging to life right now. Dallas is laying a field goal up from 1.5 at Oaktown. We've apparently been wrong about the Raiders having big things ahead of them this winter, but we're going to be stubborn and take them to stay alive in the playoff race a bit longer, thus a cover and outright win. Monday night will be a must-win for the defending NFC champions as they go to Tampa Bay, laying a touchdown up from 4. We don't trust the line jump, so we'll be taking a buck back door. Now for the big three. In the late game Saturday, it's a battle that will go a long way toward deciding the AFC West title as the Chiefs host the Chargers, getting 1 after initially laying 1. This is strictly a macro-level play. What's not to like about LA right now? And Kansas City's win over an underachieving Oakland squad didn't impress us very much. Los Angeles is the play. In the NFL's latest version of Lucy yanking up the football before Charlie Brown goes to kick it, the Patriots travel to Three Rivers to face the Steelers, laying a field goal up from 1 point. It's a classic guilty until proven innocent situation, so take New England to thump them as they always do. For the 1,000-star, gold-plated lock of the millennium for Week 15, the Titans have their quarterback, and now the Niners hope they have theirs. They meet at Levi in a pick'em game. This is a classic why ask why, since San Francisco is still a dreg team, and the Titans are at least a borderline playoff team, so take San Fran. Thank you for tuning in to this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Aquafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.